What up, though? Welcome back to... See, always try and do something different, it never works.
Oh, just do it the same. Like,
okay.
I mean, at least have some type of consistency in the podcast.
What up, though?
No.
But I could try a new... This could be like a new season type thing. Like,
What you mean a new season? Like, we ain't finished the other one.
What do you mean we ain't finished the other one? We got like... I think it's like... 40
yeah, but we
or
should
50 episodes.
Right, but we're supposed to do it like every week. It's been like
okay. We say this all the time. We've literally been doing episodes for the past like 4 months. We've literally been doing like once a month episodes, and we still have. Oh, welcome back to No Filter. I'm Brittany, and this is Antoine.
Okay, yeah, introduce anyway. The
pod. We literally have. We got a stash episode that we never posted because. So we got it. I think we talked about this last podcast. We. We did a episode when we were in Columbus.
Oh, for our honeymoon? I thought you threw that up.
No, it's on your phone.
Alright, I guess.
Anyways, not for our honeymoon, for our anniversary.
You know what I meant.
We did an episode with my sister and her friend who we went to school with. And it was a really good episode, which I'm still going to put it out, but I know I have to go back and edit it. And I didn't listen to the full thing, but I know it's some parts where y'all probably not gonna be able to hear us. But anyways, I'll put that out as like a bonus episode, probably.
I mean, but we need to be more consistent. At least do like at least more than once a month, like two.
Well, yeah, I understand, but.
I know our job. We're a little hectic.
That's what I was gonna say. Like we don't ever have time. Even when we do have, like, time to do a podcast, we just want to sit there and not have kids in our face.
Basically.
That's what most of the time I'm like, all right, we ain't got nothing to do right now. Let's do a podcast. But I'm like, I just kind of want to lay here and watch Girlfriends. So.
All right. And then I know you like, sick and tired of me because I took over your office. And then, like, that projector you bought for the kids, I use it for every fucking fight football game.
He just took over my girl cave. Like, it's literally, he thinks it's his room now.
I put the PlayStation down there and I just put the projector and just watch anything.
When I go to work, you always have my computer sitting on top of the PlayStation. I'm like, put this shit on the floor. You gonna have to get like a cart or something to put it in. Because I'm tired of having to move that. And then I'd be scared, like, if I drop it or something. But
don't
anyways.
Don't worry about it. The fire's about to come out, so you can get me one of those.
Them things is $500.
Okay, how much did I pay for that when that came out? Remember?
That was like $300.
You passed me out. It was almost four. But it was like after. It was like a year after it came out, though. Because I'll never get the first round. Like, I always wait before I get it.
Well, you can wait for that PlayStation.
But that'll be a year, though.
For that five, for it to go down.
I think it'll be a year.
They said it was coming out. I seen on...
it's coming out in 20 days.
Right. I'm not talking about that. I seen on Facebook that it was coming with... Like a Fire Stick or something? Not the Fire Stick, but it's coming like something similar to that.
No, that's like separate. That's like you can buy a remote and a remote come with... If you're not like gaming, you can use the actual remote for the other stuff.
See, that's bullshit because if it's $500, you need to come with that.
$500 for...
$500 for what? Do it have games on it already?
No, it's the...
Okay, so that's just bullshit.
It's the technology of the system. Have you seen
it? No, I have not seen it. Yes, I've seen what the games look like, but listen to this. $500... I'm not done. $500 for a game system. No games. Then you gotta buy... Listen, no, listen.
It's actually, they changed it with the PS3 and the Xbox 360. It's actually they call it as like a game entertainment system.
But still, you... The other one do the same thing. We could watch movies and shit on another one and put apps on another one. But anyways, so you buying this game system. My thing is, you buying this game system for $500. The games run about $60 a pop, depending on what it is. Because I always get you that 2K game every year for Valentine's Day or whatever. And the 2K game, you can only play for 1 year. You have to buy it again the next year. That does not make any sense to me. I don't understand that, because that pisses me off. If I'm sitting up here spending $60 for a game, do you want the same game the next year? I'm like, didn't I just buy you that one last year?
It's
not the
same game. It's different.
Okay, it's a year ahead with a different person on the cover.
No, it's actually, it's the capabilities of the game is different. Like, 2K20 is completely different from 2K15.
It's all basketball. You're doing the same thing.
No, it's the capabilities of the game.
Yeah, that's a fucking scam.
It's not, because you can see the difference. That's why it take, what, fucking 10 years for a new one to be developed, to be have people worth getting it.
Scam!
That's like saying buying a new computer is a scam.
It is.
It's not.
A lot of things are scams. Okay? And buying a new computer, you could just get an upgrade and keep the same computer.
That's what they do throughout the time with PlayStation. Like, it's been three different models of the PS4.
Scam.
Shut the
back fuck. In my day, fucking Nintendo's. The Nintendo's were $500. The fuck?
Yeah, there was like two. It was like two or $300.
Shit, they still trying to charge fucking $100 for the fucking the Wii. I'm like, why is it still this much money? And the games. I tried to rebuy the Michael Jackson game because the kids fucked up the one I had. Fucking $60. I was like, excuse me? This was $60 when I bought it. Why is it still $60? It should be like $30 now. For a Wii?
First of all, we need to get a Switch.
Well, yeah, I still like the Wii though because it got the Zumba games. I like that.
Switch is way more advanced than that. Like,
listen, I don't care. I'm cool. I'm cool with the old school shit. I'm not even like a tech savvy person.
That's why you don't get it. If we were not married,
if we were not married,
you wouldn't have half the shit.
I wouldn't have an Amazon. I wouldn't have a Fire Stick.
The kids wouldn't.
Remember, I wouldn't touch the Fire Stick for like the first 2 months we got it because it was just too advanced for me.
Yeah, like you didn't like. I don't know how to use Netflix. I'm not going. I'm like
the Fire Stick. I never said I didn't know how to use Netflix. I didn't know how to use
the Fire Stick. So you couldn't get on Netflix or nothing.
The Fire Stick is too advanced for me. My phone, honestly, I just want a basic. Like, it's a lot of things my phone can do that I just don't want
to
do.
She don't even do. Like, honestly, you just, like, hooked up your debit card to your phone, like, 2 months ago.
Which I don't even, I always forget still. Like, if I use, listen, it's too much.
Like, I get mad when I go, like, I don't go to places if I can't scan my phone. And especially now with COVID, like, I don't like taking my card out and people take my card.
Yeah, I guess I could do that, but it's like,
because it even pissed me off. Like, it pissed me off the other day. I went to Circle K, used my card for Circle K. And usually, you know, you just hold it up and they just put the scanner thing. The chick took my phone. I looked. I'm like, the whole point of me holding my phone was so you couldn't touch nothing. And now you took my whole phone. Like, you can just pull the scanner next to it. Like, you didn't have to do all that. But
yeah, it's a lot. I just
I was trying
to tell my friend, me and my friend, my Kayla, we was talking the other day, and I was like, she was like, I'm trying to scan this piece of paper on my we like two old ass ladies on my printer. I was like, you know, you got a scanner in your phone, just take a picture of it. She was like, what? Because we got the same phone. Oh. I was like, yeah, just take a picture of it. I said, just hold your camera on it and it should show up, like scan, like a button. She was like, I don't see that. And then it was something else I was trying to tell her. She was like,
you just got to put it on the picture. Yeah, but you got to press a button.
I know, but hers didn't do that. She said she held it there for a while. Hers didn't do that. She probably got to upgrade her phone, her camera.
What type of phone she got?
She got the same one as me.
The exact same one?
I think it's like not the, because I had the 10SE. She has, like, maybe, like, the 10.
Yeah, it should do it. Because that's basically the same phone.
Yeah, so, I don't know.
That's the same phone. I think yours is just a smaller phone. Like, hers is actually a little bit more advanced.
Mm-hmm. But anyways,
anyway, let's get to something, like, because this is like, it's just everything been like, the debate was the other day, the last debate, and that shit is
before
like
that.
Depressing, and then like all the shit, somebody like, and Akron is horrible, like it's like two or three people that got killed this week already, and it's like some of them was kids, and like shit, it's like, I just want to get off that depressing train, the pandemic and the election, and it's just,
Side note, is anybody else getting text messages from people?
I'm tired of getting those fucking
those vote texts. Hey, this is such and such from the Board of Election. I'm like,
no, what not the even fuck? The Board of Election. And then, like, when you black, it said, this is such and such from the NAACP.
Black Lives Matter.
Black Lives
Matter.
I noticed that. Like, I have white friends that just get to, have you voted like this? But the black people get to, have you voted? But then it's like, this is such and such from the NAACP or black man to vote such and such.
Apparently, like, somebody. Damn. That had my number before me, which is weird because I've had this number for like 8 years now. Somebody who had this number before me, name was Eric. So I get a text for me and a text for Eric. So that's strange.
See, I had my phone long enough. Like, I had this number for so damn long. Mm-hmm. To where like I get all of these text messages. It's like around election time and it's so fucking annoying.
This is the first year I had to deal with that. I've never dealt with
like that. I usually get a couple every now and then.
They would call, but never a text.
Yeah, I used to get text messages, but it didn't used to be as much. Like, I get, like, two a day. Sometimes more than that.
Okay, so, anyways, before we got on the mics, we were talking about co-parenting and how I said... I know we did a co-parenting episode
before. It's not even a co-parenting episode. It's how you and other people view me.
Oh yeah, I know, but I'm getting to that. I want to start it off with, but I said so we should do a co-parenting episode because I was listening to this podcast from one of these shows that I watch, and we were talking about how it's Teen Mom. So one of the girls on Teen Mom started a podcast with her baby dad's wife. The baby dad's wife and her are cool. So I was like, that's nice of it. And you know, me and your baby mom is, we not cool, but we're fine. It's not like we are best friends. Cause on the show that, I mean, on this podcast that I'm talking about, they like best friends. So, I mean, we cool. Me and your baby mom. So I was like, maybe we should get her on the podcast. Because like, we don't ever really have people. I mean, we have people on the podcast, but it's always people we know or people that we close to. So I was like, maybe we should like step outside the box and get your baby mom on here. So we started talking about that, which we'll still talk about because I feel like that'd be a good episode.
I don't know. I believe it's just me and her to argue.
Well, y'all always argue. Let me tell y'all what. I was in a group message. Like, we tried to get a group message between me and him. In her, I literally had to leave the message because that's all they was doing was going, like, bickering. I'm like, what the fuck? And it was literally like a pissing contest. Like, it wasn't even like, this is an ad. It was like, and, well, I have this and I have that. Oh, and I have this and I have that. Oh, you have this and I was better at math than you. And then, like, because they, like, it started off talking about how our son was bad at math or something. Then she goes, well, that's not from my side because I'm good at math. That was from you because you're stupid. Oh, well, at least I was good in this and I know how to communicate. So I'm just like, what the fuck? Why does everything have to turn into like a fucking pissing contest? I was so confused. And I was like, okay, you know what? And I literally said in the message, I was like, I'm leaving this group message. I was like, if y'all want to add me into something that has to do with Jalen, y'all can't. I was like, y'all argue too much. Like, it literally was like some back and forth shit every time. And I don't know if it was because I was in the message.
No, that's not.
But
that's
it not was pissing me off. I'm like.
That's how it normally goes.
Like, I think I was at work, and, like, every 5 minutes, it's like, beep, 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 beep. I'm like, what the fuck is that talking about? I go in there, it's just them roasting each other. And not even roasting each other, just talking shit back and forth. So, but anyways, that's what I said. I think that would be some, you know, good content, especially because of y'all are finally in a, well, not finally, but y'all in a decent place now. Because when it was first, especially when I had London, who was me and your first child together. It was kind of rocky. So now I feel like it's a little different. But anyways, we was talking about that. And you said, what'd you say?
I don't know.
You said she thinks that you have, what'd you say, your family has so much money. And
I don't know, it's just different. Like, it's like.
You said you didn't want her to come on the show because you think that she thinks that...
I don't know, just like, I don't know, I might be a little bit more well off than I portray myself to be, or I don't know. Or that, like, I can really get, even you think this, like, I can really get whatever I want, whatever
I want. Well, that's what I said. Because your family is well off. To me, I feel like, yes, I did, I don't say now, but when we first started dating, I did feel like that you were spoiled. You got everything handed to you. And I was talking to my coworker about this. She was saying how her boyfriend and her are different because he basically is like a parent's boy. Not even a mama's boy or a daddy's boy. He like a parent's boy. So she was like, I guess he got something to where he needed to come and stay with her. But it was supposed to be for 2 weeks. But instead of staying with his girlfriend the entire 2 weeks, he's like, oh, I'll stay with you for 2 days. And I'll stay with her for one day. Like, it was like, I mean, not her. Stay with his parents for 2 days. Then I'll come back to you 2 days. Like, he didn't want to stay complete with her for the whole 2 weeks. He would be in town for, like, 2 weeks. And he didn't want to stay with her for the whole time. So, I was like, you know, I said, when me and my husband first started dating, we had the same problem. Like, I felt like, because we grew up in different backgrounds. Like, I grew up in a single parent home. You grew up in a
single parent home,
but you have both your parents. I never met my dad. So, it was like, it was always just my mom, and that was it. Both your parents had, you know, good jobs, and you grew up in... you know, a decent neighborhood or whatever. And that's it. Well, you know what I mean. I'm not saying I grew up in a fucked up neighborhood or nothing, but we moved around a lot.
Nigga, I grew up in a hood just like everyone else.
I understand that. But you, how long have you, your mom still has the same house. What, when did you move there? When you
were in high school.
Okay.
In high school.
No, you told me it was in middle school.
No, it was in high school. I was like a freshman or sophomore when I moved in that.
Okay. But with me, I can't even say that. We probably stayed in my whole high school career from 9th grade to 12th grade. We probably stayed in like 8 or 9 places. Like dead ass. And
yeah, that's a lot.
Okay, that might be a little exaggerated.
Yeah, that's a lot. Eight or nine,
I really got to sit down and think about it. No, honestly, for real. Because I know a couple of times we was with my grandma. And a couple of times he was with another family member. Well, one time he was with another family member. And I know a couple of times we lived on a different side of town. So I had to catch the bus to... yeah, so it was a lot. But, like, I moved around a lot, so... but that was where we kind of clashed.
Yeah, when I was in middle school, I had to catch the bus to Jenny's.
Right, but I'm saying, like, that was where, like... how we grew up in different households and different family types.
Even in elementary school, like, it was a point where, like, I stayed with my grandma, and then my mom stayed with, it was her brother and sister, and then at a point where they had their kids, we stayed at my grandma's house.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so, I mean, I don't know, like, everybody think,
okay. Well, no, it's not even that. It's not that what I think of you and what your living situation was then. I'm saying now we live a different life. Like, literally, if I was to lose everything today, like, literally, my car got repoed and we then lost the house, and like, I literally wouldn't be able to, like, all right, Let me turn to a family member. That's not an option for me. But for you, that's a whole different thing. We'd probably have everything ready to go by tomorrow. Like, that's what I'm saying. And for me, it's like, I work. I've learned to work for everything I got because that's what I had to do. You didn't.
But I've been taught to work for...
yeah.
Like, that's what I've done. I've been done. Like, I've literally been working since I've been, like, 14.
Right. So have I. But you didn't have to work, though.
Yes, I did.
Yeah. Oh, Antoine was a teen mom. So
that was later.
I'm just joking. I'm just joking. But, like, yeah. But even then, I still felt like, yeah, you had a baby early, but you still got stuff. For me, like, you still, some, you got help with your car, your first car. You got your first car, so you had your son, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Who bought you your first car? You didn't buy it.
Okay.
So that's what I'm saying. You was a teenage parent, and you somebody bought you a car. You know when I bought my first car? When I got my refund check for my first year of college. That's how I bought my first car. But that's what I'm saying. Different, you know. But I can see. But you saying, okay, anyways, what brought up this situation is like you saying that's how your baby mom see you. I can see how she sees that.
I guess.
I mean, do you get where I'm coming from
there? Yeah, a little bit.
And that's like another thing is like, I get afraid because like, now our kids are growing up in this situation where I don't want them to be spoiled. Like, I still want to teach them that you gotta work for stuff.
But that's how I was taught growing up. Like, I was taught to work for stuff. Like, that's how I am the way I am. It's like, I was taught to work for stuff and act a certain way to get what you needed to get. Like, it's been situated. Like, yeah, it was points in my life to where I thought that, like, okay, I was entitled to get certain shit. But when I realized, like, I wasn't acting the right, like, if I was acting the right way or doing what I was supposed to do, then I was shit out of luck. And that just taught me with random life and working and earning your way is like, well, if you want what you want, you have to work for it in this type of capacity or this type of way.
Yeah.
So, like, my parents didn't just hand shit over to me because it was shit that I thought, like, oh, yeah, I'm about to just get it just because. And then it's like, no, you wasn't doing what you're supposed to do, so no.
Mm.
And that kind of hit me in the face, too, because, like, young, I thought, yeah, I want this, I'm going to get it. But then when I started getting older, it was just like, no, if you're not taking care of what you need to take care of and doing what you need to do, you don't get shit. And I was in situations where, like, I ain't get shit. So, basically, like, it just taught me, like, even when I had to work for my own shit, it was like, well, in order for me to get what I want,
I'm going to work for it. Right, but you don't, like, being completely honest, you don't feel like you struggled with that in your early years?
What do you mean?
Like, you don't feel like when you were, like, when we first started dating, or even before that, that you struggled with, like, you still were kind of spoiled, borderline.
Yeah, but yeah, because in certain situations, it's like, even though a couple times, like, I did shit on my own, and I kind of dug myself in a hole, and then it's like, I didn't have my dad and my granddad be like, well, why didn't you say nothing? I'm like, because I was trying to do it on myself, and then, like, I was even told, like, they even told me, well, shit, if you need help, like now you're in this fucking situation, because you, like, you could have asked for help, and then we could have taught you how to take care of the situation. You know, we could help you get out of the situation, but then taught you how to take care of the situation. Now you just fucked. And it was like, yeah, I didn't think, like, yeah, I got out of the situation, but then again, I didn't think, like, I could have been taught how to get myself out of the situation. You know what I'm saying? But now I'm to that way to where, like, there's times where I've been in situations where, like, fuck. But then it's like, those lessons I didn't learn, I didn't learn how to get myself out of that situation.
Yeah. Do you feel like do you feel like I'm
like what?
I can't think of the question I'm trying to ask. Do you feel like it like puts a little bit of strain on our relationship?
Yeah, it do at times, yeah. Because sometimes you think like if something is a little bit harder than usual, you're like, well, like I feel like you think like, why don't you just ask somebody. like sometimes it seemed like sometimes you'd be like, well,
oh, you talking about me?
Yeah. Or like, or even, I don't know, because it's been a while since like it's been a situation that we're like, I think we needed some help. Because I remember when we moved into our other house.
Oh, yeah, your dad helped us out.
Yeah, but I was able to give him the money back. And even with your car, a couple years ago, mm-hmm. it was just like, hey, we need this money now. Can you get this money to me? He was like, yeah, just come get it. And then I gave it back to him the next day. Mm-hmm. But it's just like, yeah, I get what you mean. Because, I mean, how many times? Because, it was certain times that we're like, we needed a big amount of money, right now. And it's like, well, we can't wait. We need it right now. And I was able to, hey, can I get this right now? And I give it back to you next week or in 2 or 3 days. So, I mean, I get what you mean.
That's, the number one thing that I can't do.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, since we've been talking about it, I get what you mean. Because there's been in situations where, hey, we need X amount of dollars now. Or we need this now. Can we get this now? And then I was able to get it and everything was cool.
I mean, it's really hard for me to ask for help. Which is
And it is for me too. It's not easy. But certain situations, it's I know it's getting a car or we getting ready to move. Hey, I can go to somebody. Can I get this right now so I can move? And then I got you in a week or in 2 or 3 days. But then again, that also teaches people can trust me though. That's the one thing is people can trust me. I've gotten big amounts of money from my parents and shit, and it's okay, yeah, you gonna give it back. Mm-hmm. I've even got money, and it's no, you ain't gotta worry about it because you've been good so many times. If you needed it, go ahead.
Yeah.
So I get it now since we've been talking about it. Goddamn.
Yeah. But anyway, so what about this co-parenting episode?
I mean, you can try. I mean, you can reach out. You can reach out.
Why I gotta reach out?
Because it's your idea.
So? It's your baby mom.
It's your idea.
Anyways. Well, yeah, we gotta get that podcast. I mean, I think that would be a good idea. I think it'd be a good, I think people want to listen to that too. Because people from high school, we still go to high school with before we got married, niggas didn't even know we was together. Remember that one time we went out to eat or something?
No, remember we went to the one, remember it was the Halloween thing or some shit, that was a long time
ago. Oh, yeah. No, I'm talking about was that before that? This might have been before or after that. I don't know. Somebody was like, oh, yeah, how's Melissa and the baby?
Yeah, that was funny as hell because how was you?
The nigga ain't a baby no more.
No, he was still young then, though.
Yeah, he was still young, but I thought that was funny.
Yeah, because it was they're trying to, put me on the blast or something.
No, because I remember after that, he inboxed me. He was like, I'm so sorry, I didn't mean it. I was like, no, it's fine. I don't care.
Oh, I didn't even know.
Yeah. He's like, I didn't even make it awkward or anything. I was like, no, it's fine. But, anyways, you got any stories from that marriage page? Oh, speaking of which.
You have to look it up on your phone, but I don't remember.
Well, look it up. Oh, yeah, okay. So last podcast we talked about the one with the dad who he was a stepdad and he was paying for his daughter's wedding. You know who? She wanted the real dad to.
But that was fucked up.
Walk her down out. Everybody was saying I got feedback on that. People were saying that was fucked up.
Yeah, that was fucked up because the real dad ain't been around since the fucking marriage. That's when he started coming around, when you started getting married.
Yeah, that was fucked up, because... And honestly, I was thinking about it, honestly, I feel let's say if Trinity was getting married, and honestly, I think her dad wouldn't even care, if she was well, I want you and Antoine to walk me down, I don't think he would care, because he know that you've been there physically, even though, because he live out of town. But, let me see. Let me get on this page, though. So, let's see what trash we got this week. Where you at?
What's up?
Wait a minute, what the fuck is this one? Ladies, do you think beating your man to the punch by getting a girlfriend for you and your man to share so you don't have to worry about him cheating is a good idea? What, you answer that, because you sent that to me. What did you think?
No, that was just one of the times. I just wanted your like input on that.
Well, you go first.
I mean, if you think your man is going to cheat on you, don't, you should reevaluate the relationship anyway.
Like, that's what I was going to say. Wait, beating your man to the punch.
Yeah, beating your man. It's different.
I get it, but.
No, I don't get it.
No, I get it, what she's saying.
No, I don't get it. Because if you think your man is going to cheat on me, I'm beating him to the punch and cheating, so I'm going to get a girl. So we both can
figure out. No, I don't get that. I'm saying I get what she's trying to say, but that does not make sense.
Yeah, so you don't get what she's trying to say. Now, it's a difference, like, if you one of those women that be like, okay, I'm about to get a girl, so. You know, we can enjoy the girl.
Like Teyana Taylor.
Yeah, like, I get the woman saying, like, no, I'm not trying to beat you to the punch, but it's like, yeah.
Because honestly, rather you get a bitch or not, the nigga's still going to cheat. And she's just like, oh, okay. He could get with that girl, and then tomorrow, fuck around with somebody else.
Yeah, like, that just, the context of how the way she said that was stupid.
Yeah, that was dumb. Like, see, I told y'all, people be posting some wild shit on this.
It's just like, you do what you do. Like, if y'all that type of relationship where y'all invite other people in, then go ahead. But if you doing it just so he won't cheat, then you need to reevaluate yourself.
So this one says, do you get along with your spouse's side of the family? Why you ain't saying nothing? You don't get along with my side of the family?
Yeah, your mom is great. And your sisters.
Great. Yeah. I thought you was going to say crazy.
No, she that too.
I like your mom and your dad too. They
cool. Your mom is real.
Only know two of your sisters.
Your mom's cool. Remember to say your mom didn't like me. Your mom didn't like me for a minute. Mm-hmm. But I was scared of your mom. Like, she was crazy. Because like, I heard, cause honestly, I've heard stories about your mom. Like, and that's what, like, kind of, like, had me, like, I've heard stories about her, so I'm like, man, just let me not be around this woman for too long.
My mom like you better than me. Why you, I'm serious.
I don't believe that.
Your parents are great. Your dad is, like, I like the way your dad is with the kids. Like, he like a real, like, grandpa. Like, he laughs like a grandpa and everything. He's like, oh. He do. He got a grandpa laugh. And then your mom is like, she just like, I don't even know the word. She just like, I don't know. Like, she just like a, like everything I want to be in life. Like, she just like a, like an angel, like walking. There's, she's just so perfect. But I don't know. I love your parents. I don't see. Well, I don't want to say I don't see how, but like, people really be out here hating their in-laws.
No, I mean, I mean, you can say we had some. Well, I've had some. I didn't have no experiences, but it's people let off certain vibes about me that wasn't accurate.
What are you talking about?
On your side. You know what I'm talking about.
Oh, you're talking about my grandma. Don't listen. Don't get slapped, okay?
What you mean? What you mean?
You know she makes up her own assumptions.
That's what I mean. It's like, damn, this is a lot of motherfuckers. This is a lot of motherfuckers.
She did that about me, too. That's why I just don't even pay no attention to
you. I'm just saying, like, your people that don't know me, they probably think I ain't shit.
Yeah. Especially old people who be in their own little worlds. My grandma be in her own little world. You let her see one thing, or she think one thing, she gonna run with that thought, okay? And that's just how she is. And she's done that to me, too, so I don't even
know. I don't even know how she ran with certain thoughts. Like, I don't know.
Just leave her alone, okay? She's getting up there in age. But she apologized, so.
To me?
No. She apologized to me, so technically that's to you too.
I guess, but that's about something completely different.
Anyways, Oh, so that's what we was going. But yeah, it'd be a lot of people out here that can't stand their in-laws. And I feel like when people can't stand their mother-in-law, especially if they're a, if it's a wife that can't stand a mother-in-law, it's because mother-in-laws with sons.
I've seen it to where mothers-in-laws with sons, the mom don't like the daughter.
The wife, right?
Yeah.
Is that, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Okay. It's only because, especially if it's like their only son or it's their only child, it's like, I know a lot of times they see it's like a competition. Competition. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that's the one thing that like my mom never took it like that. Like,
yeah, no, I never even, to me it was like she kind of just was like, here, here, here. Take them, please.
And then it was the fact, like, my mom liked the fact that you could, I don't know, it's like you, I don't want to give you so much credit, but.
Well, it's because I had to do what I had to do, which I've been doing. And I feel like she saw me as, like, independent. And kind of, like, made you more independent, too.
Look, girl, I made you. You know that, right?
Huh?
So I made you.
You ain't make me, I made you.
I made you?
No, I made you.
Come on, man. Look at where you at right now.
Look where you at right now. Who? How do you think that? I got all this?
Because of me.
No, because of me. Because if I didn't make you who you was, you wouldn't have been able to get all this. So technically, it's me.
Okay, whatever. Whatever. You always got to get credit some type of way.
Look around here. Look at it. You see all this shit? You see that air fryer and shit over there? That's all me.
The air fryer? Nigga. Look at everything else.
Where you get that air fryer from?
Look at where you plugged the air
fryer.
Where
did you get the air fryer from? Sam's Club. With my Sam's Club membership.
That got to do with the house?
A lot. Listen, Sam's Club.
Only thing you did is you found the ad. I paid for everything else.
I found the ad. So, again. You better listen, okay? I made your ass. Okay. So, this next one says, I was just reading the comments about how women don't want to have sex anymore. Well, my problem is my husband doesn't want me anymore. He absolutely doesn't cheat. I'm still a beautiful woman, and my body has changed, but I still look good. No ego here. I have a great sense of self. He claims that he's always tired from work. He works 7 days a week. I try everything. I'm 52 and he's 48. I believe we're young enough to still do it. What's going on? What else can I do? I really need sex. And then she put the heartbreak emoji.
Heartbreak? Honestly, she sounds 52. But I don't know. I know a lot about that working 7 days a week. Like, sometimes, yeah, like, you need to be tired. Like, but.
But no sex at all?
At all? Like, because, like, even, like, it's times where, like, me and her, me and you, I said me and her, like, I'm talking about me and you, we, like, both be tired, but it just be like, hey, let's just work this out real quick.
Yeah, it's like quick. I don't know. Maybe he really do be tired.
Yeah, because it is like...
She better start going up to his job.
Or doing something. I don't know.
Hey, babe, you on your break? Come outside. Let me tell y'all what. I tried you at the Antoine one time. He was acting like a bitch. I was like, he came outside. What was you doing? He was giving me the key or something.
I didn't have the time.
I was like, he came up to me. I was like, pull your dick up.
But I was standing outside. He wouldn't do it. I was standing outside of the car.
You tried to say somebody was standing right there.
First of all, it's windows on all around the fucking building. We break out the parking lot. So the building, anybody can just look down and see all around the building. Like, and I was standing outside of the car. Like, what did you want me to do?
Exactly what I said. Anyways, let me see what else we got here. Can you come sit down?
I need something. Oh, here. Let's drink something.
Fellas, can you talk to your wife about guys from her past without her getting jealous?
What?
Why would I get jealous about you talking about guys from my past. I think they worded this wrong. Can we talk about girls from your past without me getting jealous?
No.
I don't be jealous.
Because, but you like bring up shit that's like irrelevant.
No, see that's the problem. But maybe that's what they're talking about. We talk about girls from your past and you get all insecure. Maybe that's what they mean.
No, but you be going asking like shit that don't make sense now to today. Like you
be trying to. Because I want to know details.
Okay. You be trying to make stuff relevant.
Listen, if I tell you that I genuinely don't care, but then I want to know the answer to something, you be like, oh my God, that's insane. So old and I can't admit it. Like, you just get so upset.
But if I don't even remember that.
You remember, you just don't want to say it because. Nope. I know you. You just don't want to say it because you think I'm going to get mad.
No, it's a lot of stuff I don't remember because I don't keep that stuff in my head. Like, I really don't care. Like you ever heard of the phrase.
I haven't.
Actually.
No.
Remember when we used to watch the show? With the motherfuckers used to hunt the alligators?
Hunt, yes.
Swamp.
Swamp people.
Tag them and bag them and
didn't pay attention. Yes, I remember.
And didn't, like, after they got what they needed out of that, they didn't think about it no more, right?
That is, don't try and.
That's really what happened to me.
No.
You don't really think about it.
That's not good at all. It's
a perfect analogy.
So if I was. But here's the thing. You do the same thing. You've done the same thing because I told you. No, not even I told you. You keep thinking about this one situation where.
A Taco Bell situation?
Yes. You're picking it up. This one situation where we was, I don't know if we was broke up or we wasn't even talking like that.
We was talking like that.
One day I text you, I said, can you come over and bring me something to eat or something? He's like, I can't. I ain't getting something. Whatever you say. I was like, all right. So I had somebody else bring it to me. And then, like, I was on the phone with you after they left. And you was like, who bought you some food? You didn't? Why are you worried about it? But he still brings it. And yeah, I wonder who the fuck that Taco Bell nigga was. Who the fuck is that Taco Bell nigga? But you talking about me.
Hey,
I don't remember who that was.
You.
That, I erased that out of my mind.
That's completely different.
No, it's not. Same thing.
No, it ain't.
You want to know something about who it was and who bought me food and what all happened. But I asked you something as simple as, okay, did you sleep with this person? I don't remember.
No, I didn't. I never said that.
Yes, you did.
I said, no, I didn't. Okay. If I didn't sleep with somebody, I know if I slept
okay,
with somebody.
Okay, well, I'd be like, oh, where do you, I asked you, like, do you like this person or did you like this person? I don't remember. It's always no, you don't remember.
No.
Yes, it is. It's always, it's a good, the questions I ask you are not like, no, what color shirt you had on that day when y'all went out on a date. That's not what I'm asking. That's something you don't remember. These questions
if
I'm
it's
asking
like
you.
If I had sex with somebody or if I like this person, I've answered that yes or no.
The questions that I'm asking you are questions that you can remember. You just don't want to answer.
No, because you keep on asking me the same questions thinking I'm lying or that the answer is going to change.
Okay, but let me tell you what. The answers have changed before. Yes, they have.
No.
If I ask you a question about something, then 6 months later I ask you that same question, the answers have changed.
Where were you at when this happened?
I never said where were you at or nothing like that. The only time I actually asked something was like when I get drunk and I get to think.
Well, you asked me that.
Or
at one time I told you I went to my mom's house and I fell asleep. Like you asked me that other time. No, you wasn't. I'm like, yes, I was. Like I don't understand. Like that's.
But. That's me asking you something to see if the answer is going to change. Let me tell you. I've asked you a question, I'm going to say what the question was. I asked you one time about this girl from your job. Now, I said, have you messed with her? Okay, so here's the scenario. So this one time, it was this girl from his job. He used to text. And it was like... oh hey, what you doing? Oh, this and that, like you know, a little friendly shit. So one day he was at the same time, he didn't come home.
This is the same
thing. He's saying that he went to his mom's house. But the next day, I look at his phone, all the messages between him and this person is completely deleted. Like, and I'm like, what the fuck? Like, the whole string of text messages, the whole is completely deleted. So I'm like, what the fuck? That's suspicious as fuck. So, so y'all, this was like back in 2011, okay?
It was so, before that.
It was not before that. It was like 2011, 2012. So, I'm like, what the fuck? Like, that's real suspicious. So, I always ask, so where was you at? Where was you at that day? Where was you at? Okay, well, was she there? Was she? He went out with his boy, so I'm like, okay, whatever. Was she there? Was she? No, I didn't see her. I just she switched jobs, so we deleted. Recently, he told me that she was there at the club and that they was going to go home with each other, but he decided to back out. You told me that.
I don't remember telling
you. Now you changing the story now. But that's what happened, right?
I'm trying to think of what happened.
Look, see, now he don't know. Sit the fuck out.
No, I never said I didn't know. I'm thinking. Because I remember it was when the what's the name was still there.
Yes, the Lux.
Yeah, I remember.
That's where y'all was at. You told me that's where you was at.
I remember, yeah. Yeah, but I didn't do nothing, though.
Okay. Yeah, you told. I just said that. But I'm saying, I at least asked you that question 6 times. 5 out of the 6 times, you said, no, she wasn't there. This is it. So this time I asked her.
I just remember saying that I didn't do nothing. I didn't go nowhere with nobody.
Right. This time I asked you.
And that was the truth.
The last time I asked you, which was probably like March-ish, maybe a little after that. I know it was during lockdown time. So I asked you, and you said, well, we was planning on going home with each other, but I backed out. So, that changed within those, like, 5 out of 6 times.
But at the end of the day, I was still telling
right,
the truth.
Right, that's fine.
I was telling the truth because nothing happened.
Right, that's fine. But that's what I'm saying. You changing the answers.
Okay.
So, sometimes when I ask you, oh, and another time, you know, this is where we have our issues at. Antoine has issues with people from his job. So, another time, maybe a couple years after that.
It's probably before that.
Okay, maybe a couple years before that. Or that same year.
That was before that.
You had another issue with somebody else from your job. And you said, I'm like, do you like her? No, it's nothing like that. No. Somebody texted and I'm like, all right. So I asked you, when you got, you was pissy drunk. And I said, do you like it? And look, I said, do you like this girl? And he was like,
kind of,
because she kind of reminded me of you. And I was like, oh, okay. But any other time when I asked you.
You took advantage of a drunk motherfucker at that time. Like, that was before,
That was before the issue with the one, with the girl.
Yeah, that was like, that was early. Like, I was like, I was young and drunk as fuck. Couldn't handle my liquor. Like, that was early. Like, you took advantage of a young, early drunk moment.
But I'm saying before that.
So, honestly, I can't even, you know,
say. Before that, I asked you that question at least 3 or 4 times. No, it ain't like that.
First of all, I don't even know what you was talking about because I was drunk as fuck.
No, you was telling the truth.
I don't even know what was going on.
No. But let me tell you what. So he always talked about that Taco Bell situation. That was years ago. Then.
No, it wasn't.
Yes, it was.
Well, yeah, it was years ago, but. No.
Say what you gotta say, bro.
It was years ago, but it was after both of the incidents you talked to. You just talked to me. You just talked about. Right?
I don't know. So
exactly. You fucking draw a blank.
You see that air fryer over there? I'm just playing. Okay, so here's another one. Let's move on. I'm married to a wonderful man. We have been together 5 years. Married too. My husband wants kids and have been trying to get me pregnant as of lately. And he has even started working on a kid's room. He has all these thoughts of him being a lovely daddy. So lately he's been making appointments to see a fertility specialist. But I've been canceling appointments and he's been getting very upset about it. The problem isn't that I'm sterile and can't have kids. The problem is I'm a transsexual and I never told him. I love him so much and I know he loves me too. This makes me nervous and my heart aches. We are so happy together. What should I do? Do I tell him the truth or do I quietly exit out of the marriage?
First of all, you need to exit out of that marriage. Because
you sent this to me?
I don't know if I did or not.
I'm looking at the little, because this is not a very good picture, but I can tell from the picture. Okay, yeah, you need to exit out of the marriage because that's to me. Because
that, honestly, that's not going to end well.
It's not. To me, I feel like, you know, we love the gays.
No. We don't have to do that. It's just like, if you with somebody and marry somebody,
if you marry them, you wasn't even honest marrying them.
That's what I'm saying. The whole relationship was on a lie.
You didn't even give them a choice.
So basically, you knew this man wanted a family. Like, you knew he wanted a family, and you still went through everything.
And he painting the kids around and shit.
Like, yeah, like, you went through this. You knew he wanted a family, and you was a transsexual. Like, that's something that should have been told when he proposed.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, if it was, honestly, it should have been done before you proposed. Like, I understand people say, well, people don't need to know that offhand or rip.
Yeah, they do.
I was like, okay. Like, honestly, that's why so many situations with transsexuals end up in a bad way.
Mm-hmm. No, that's not why. A lot of people just do it because they are transsexuals. But
I'm talking about that's how the way it ended. Honestly, no. A lot of it ended in a bad way because if you with somebody for so long and you want to take it to the next level, but then they're not what the person thinks. They don't think
you're
that.
Oh, yeah. That's fucked up. I'm saying, you said that's why so many things end bad, but that's not why. Because there's a lot of people that's just...
I'm talking about relationships.
Yeah.
Like it's a lot of relationships that end bad.
Was not fair.
But it's a lot of transsexual relationships that end bad. And people think it's just because, well, people don't like trans people. And that's not the case. It's some motherfuckers that surprisingly, if you let them know...
They'll be okay with it.
They'll be okay with it.
Yeah.
But if you keep
the one dude, that celebrity dude, what's his name? I don't know his name. He from New York Undercover, the black guy. Mm. He was on Why Do I Get Married?
But if you keep leading motherfuckers on to where they think, like, you know, you're a woman, they can have this family, you can have kids with them, and blah, blah, blah. Like, you thinking, they thinking you're something else, then yes, like, that can fuck somebody up.
Yeah. I agree. That's not fair.
Yeah, so that situation, like, you married him. Like, you married him, and you knew going into the marriage what he wanted.
And you think that's a real story?
It's not a real story.
I mean, you think that's a real, like, submission? Because to me, okay.
It might be, but that stuff happened, though.
Right. Okay, maybe, you know, I was going to say, if they got married and her family was there, nobody in the family was going to say nothing.
But then again,
it could have been, like, just her friends, or it could have been nobody there on her side of the family.
Or it could have just been a courthouse marriage where it's just them. Like, you know what I'm saying? You never know.
But to me, it's like
everybody doesn't have a traditional wedding.
Yeah, true.
It could have just been them. Like, their family could have not been there. It could have just been them.
Yeah, yeah. That's what I said. But yeah, I don't think that's fair at all. And that's fucked up because if he making a kid's room, he's very excited about this. And honestly, you could, like I said, you could have told him it could have went well and y'all could just adopt.
Yeah, if you would have do before the fact. But now it's to the point that we're like,
she gonna have to tell him. And I don't think it's gonna end well. One, because of the lies.
Yeah, like, that's fucked up.
Let me see if I can find anything else. What is this? Okay, this one. This will be our last one before we close out. Okay. My husband and I have been married for 15 years. We have two bank accounts together, and I have three separate bank accounts. One of the bank accounts we have together is a savings account that that's generally used for our house repairs or for the kids or family activities. In July 2020, I noticed several withdrawals that totaled $2,000. Withdrawal from May 2020. When asked about it, he stated it was for uniforms and league fees for a community organization he recently was appointed president for. I said that I didn't appreciate him doing that without talking to me first. No apology. Fast forward to yesterday, I noticed multiple withdrawals that ended up to $1,000. I confronted him again. He acted as if he was irritated and didn't want to speak about it. I don't feel like he is listening, and I don't like him spending large amounts of money without talking to me. This morning, I moved half of the balance of all plus $3,000 from all of my accounts to a personal account. I also updated my direct deposit to go 100% into my personal account. He is pissed and feels like I'm overreacting. He stated that he spent large amounts all the time, referring to my $300 lingerie run, which was for our anniversary, our $300 mall run, which was for our kids' winter clothes. Am I overreacting? I'm not sure.
I don't think so. I don't think she overreacted at all.
I don't think so.
Because the large amounts he complained about went for their anniversary and the kids'
towards clothes. It's like it benefited him either
the
way.
Large amounts he spent was towards him, and then it's like, was it really towards him? He said it was for uniforms and shit for something like.
And hers totaled $600. His totaled $3,000.
Exactly. So I don't understand what, and then he doesn't have a legitimate reason of why. Like after the first reason, it's not really like an explanation after that. Like where the other $2,000 come from?
Right. And then that's a lot of money to be unaccounted for.
Yeah, and then if it's not, it's a lot of money to be
in a joint account.
That's unaccounted for, that's not being recouped.
Yeah.
Like, you spent it for uniforms and such for this, but, like, how is you going to recoup that money? Like, like, if you're going to spend that much money for something, you need to have some type of recuperation.
Yeah. Or unless it was for, like, a business or something that y'all can make money out of. How do you feel about marriages and joint accounts and things like that?
It's like honestly, we've been dealing with this, like, and we've dealt with it, and it's like certain times, like, yeah, like it's times that we're like, I was like, where did this money go that I gave you? Or and then it's be like, you'll be telling me, like, why did you spend this money on this? And it's like, it's like it needs to be accounted for. Sometimes you don't think about certain stuff.
I feel like with joint accounts, it has to be communication.
Because honestly, I'm still pissed about this one. Is that, but
what one? You know what? Shut up, okay?
No, it's not an incident. It's just like, it's just like, goddamn, like, where did that go?
Don't get punched in the face. Because... don't act like you ain't did some foolish shit.
I'm just saying, like shit, I could have got.
You talking about where did it go? I told you where it went. Anytime some money come out and you be like, oh, well, what happened to this? I literally show you the fucking receipts.
No, this isn't that, because even you thought about it. Even you said to yourself, you're like, yeah, I could have.
Okay, but still.
Shit, honestly, nigga, that could have been my PS5. I could have been my PS5's a whole league of games.
Anyways.
They got a couple extra controllers.
I think when it comes to joint accounts, it needs to be communication.
No, I'm just bullshitting, but yeah.
$3,000 is a lot of money. Yeah, I'd be like, it's uniforms for who, bitch?
Right, that's a lot. Because, like, we, like, the bullshit.
Nigga, we could have went down to the Walmart and got somebody to put some names on the back of some t-shirt. What the fuck? $3,000?
Yeah, because, like, me and her talk shit back and forth, but, like, the money we talking about, like, it don't even get up to $1,000. Like, yeah, we talking about, like, damn, that's a lot of money, but it's, like, jeez. It's not like honestly, like, if I come around and, like, you done spent like $2,000 or $1,500, I'm like, what the fuck? And you would do the same thing to me. You like, what the fuck?
I wouldn't even spend that amount. It didn't have to be something good. $3,000?
You ain't getting shit
still. On one thing? Well, whatever. Uniforms? Whatever. That would have pissed me off. But no, I definitely don't think she's overreacting.
No, I don't either. That's the one time I agree with a woman. I'm like, yeah, take your money. Because this nigga just doing whatever, bro.
No filter, the podcast at gmail.com. No filter, THEE podcast at gmail.com. No filter pod on Instagram. So, I think next episode.
If you remember.
What you mean if I remember? Next episode, which will probably be around next month. Maybe we can get another episode.
Honestly, like, we got a good time in next week to where, honestly, we might make
it. Oh, yeah, we can do it next week.
We maybe.
No promises.
Yeah, no promises with you.
Shut up. So next week, we're going to try and get that Baby Mama episode.
We still ain't told the one episode, the one story about the, who do you work with, the whole Trump situation.
We'll talk about that on next episode. Oh, well,
we said last episode. We said
no, because that shit just happened. But we gonna talk about that. I feel like the Baby Mama episode will be good because those of you who don't know, Antoine's baby mom is white. So I feel like that would be a good time to bring that shit up because I want to see, I want a real live white woman to sit here and tell me what they think, especially a white woman with black kids.
Why did you say
a white woman with black kids? Because I want to know their side of the story. Maybe she could bring her white man because that'd be another thing. You think he a Trump supporter? Ooh, I'm about to invite them now because he look like a Trump supporter. He got that hat and then that beard.
Oh my God.
We gonna have to see. We gonna have to get them because, listen, I want a white Trump supporter on here. Just because I want to understand their side of the story and then we can tell them our side of the story.
Honestly, I want, because remember you seen the thing that, I had a big ass thread the other day with, because I posted a meme and it said, you know, people that put Trump 2020, all I see is racist. Mm-hmm. And you see who is me. The people who, I ain't gonna put their name there because I don't know if they want it.
I saw that. I didn't read it. I was confused.
Yeah, but we was going through for a long, long, long time.
We'll talk about that.
I'm still shocked that you, first of all, nigga, you Arab and like.
He a Trump supporter?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
like he got points where I understand, but after.
But he's also rich.
But morally, like, that's what I understand. And it's not even that. It's like your grandparents and parents went through it. They went through the struggle. Like, I don't know. I don't, like, he got good points that were like, okay, I understand.
I'm gonna have to go back and read.
Understand political views. Like, if you just looking straight towards the politics side and shit like that. But after his moral standings and other stuff is like, how can you stand with a person? Just like the whole situation we're talking about was like, where it's like, okay, the person you work with, their parents, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, their parents stood with the political views, but they didn't know the other shit. And as soon as they found out the other shit, it's like, oh.
Yeah, maybe we can get him on that.
No,
you think he would want to come on a podcast?
Yeah, he would.
We should get him on here because he would be a good guest because he is a smart ass.
He would, but I told him, I was like, I don't know if I can be around you because you don't believe in masks and social distancing. So
they don't. I went to the gas station. You know that cool ass dude around the corner at the gas station? He cool as fuck. Nobody. They don't even have a mask sign. Everybody that was in there.
But he got a, what's the name though? He got a, they hold shit. Yeah.
But everybody that was in there, nobody had to wear a mask in there. It was a lot of people going in there with no mask. I was the only one. I was in that soreness when I bought like a, I went there to get some gas, and when I went in there, people was walking in there without a mask. I'm just looking, he ain't have one on either, so I was like, oh.
Honestly, God. I don't, because they, like, they hold shit and set up to where, like, behind the counter, they straight. So, yeah. Like, I can get, I understand they don't wear a mask.
Everybody like that, though. We, like, we do that at my job. Anyways.
But I didn't know, what's his name, him and, oh, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to tap. But him and dude that on the corner store.
Yeah, they
cousins.
Yeah.
They don't look nothing alike.
They look alike to me.
No, you're probably talking about the little one. The older one.
I don't know.
He looked like a white dude. Like, he got blonde hair and blue eyes. I don't know if he got blue eyes, but he got, like, blonde hair. Like, he don't look like.
So, yeah, so we're going to try and get some feathers ruffling on this podcast. I want an argument. I want a good, clean argument.
Yeah, but I think, what's his name? Like, the motherfucker.
We can,
like,
get him on Facebook FaceTime.
I'm going to say the name. Ian and Amar, they were one of the.
Yeah. I was talking about Amar.
Ian and Amar.
Ian's good, too. Oh, yeah, I want Ian on there because Ian's dated black.
Yeah, because even some of this stuff, he told me he, like,
and he didn't know a lot of the stuff before he dated that black girl.
Not even that. Even, like, he said, like, some of his family would even still make comments with his girlfriend around or say certain stuff, and it's just like, like, damn, like, y'all still felt that way when I have her around. Like,
oh, hell yeah. They, let me tell you what. Okay. Anyways. So yeah. So we gonna get that cracking, and then maybe in about, what's today? I'll give it about 2 or 3 weeks. We'll have a little announcement. So, y'all keep a lookout for that.
Honestly, the first episode will probably be, you know, what you want to do, but I guess.
Anyways. Okay, yeah, so thanks for listening. This one was kind of long. Where we at? We over an hour.
It's a little bit over an hour, but that's a good, okay. Good content. Like, that's, we did good.
All right, so.
It wasn't no sad, like, what's going on with the world type shit. Probably by the next time we do a podcast, the election is
over. Ugh. Okay, you guys, No Filter the Podcast, thepodcast@gmail.com. Any comments, No Filter Pod on Instagram. Let us know what you think. So I guess we'll see you guys next time. You're gonna have to stop it.
Whenever it happens. Whenever next time occurs.
I just wanna shut up. Alright. We'll talk to you guys later.
Yeah.
Okay, so we reached the end of the show. Please, all feedback is welcome. And if you want to know how you can give us feedback, you can go to nofilterthepodcast@gmail.com. And that's nofilterthepodcast@gmail.com. You can also visit the Instagram page at nofilterpod on Instagram. Also, you can listen on Anchor. Once this podcast is over, you can hear how to get Anchor, and you can also make your own podcast too if you want to. This is Brittany, and this is the No Filter Podcast. As always, thanks so much for listening, and we will see you next time. Bye.